Among the 2016 presidential candidates, there is a rather abstract discussion of a looming war. For Marco Rubio, it's a warning about Iran attacking the United States.
If they become a nuclear power, they can place a nuclear warhead on a long-range missile capable of reaching the United States.
NBC's Meet the Press heard those warnings from Senator Rubio last weekend, and it was Democrat Bernie Sanders on Face the Nation on CBS, although for him, it's no nuclear deal with Iran that brings the threat of war.
The alternative of not reaching an agreement, you know what it is? It's war. Do we really want another war, a war with Iran?
Gary Seymour was once President Obama's coordinator for weapons of mass destruction, counterterrorism, and arms control, but he was skeptical enough about Iran's trustworthiness on nuclear issues to become president of United Against a Nuclear Iran, a bipartisan advocacy group that's leading the fight against the Iran deal right now. Now Seymour has stepped down from that group. Gary Seymour, are you all over the map on this issue? Are you agonizing about something where the stakes couldn't be higher? You've seen both sides. Where do you stand now?
Well, I continue to be very skeptical of Iran, but I think that the nuclear agreement that's been negotiated presents the best option we have available to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons, or at least delay that possibility for a reasonable period of time.
Can you assess the rhetoric from the campaign, Marco Rubio's suggestion that Iran will develop a nuclear weapon eventually and attack the United States, or Bernie Sanders' suggestion that no deal would mean there would be a war?
Well, it's typical in Washington that when you have these kinds of polarized debates, especially in the context of a presidential election, both the opponents and the supporters of the agreement, I think, are exaggerating the situation. This deal is a mixture. It has some positive elements. It has some negative elements. As I said, I think on balance, it's the best approach we have available. And so, therefore, I'm supporting it. But, you know, Iran is many, many years away from having any kind of a capability to directly threaten the United States with nuclear weapons. And if Congress overrules this deal, I don't think it makes war certain.
What do you say about the strategy of the group United Against a Nuclear Iran? Are they making a political play here, sort of mobilizing Israeli support to produce a constituency in Washington that will shoot down this deal and maybe have other sort of pro-Israel provisions on its agenda? What do you think they're doing here, and what's wrong with it?
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with it. They genuinely believe that this agreement is not good enough, and they believe that we should go back to the negotiating table and try to get a better agreement. I'm skeptical that that's a practical option, at least in the near term. I think if we reject the agreement, we would probably take years to have to reassemble the sanctions pressure, and perhaps that would ultimately force Iran back to the bargaining table. But in the meantime, Iran will have advanced its nuclear program, increased the number of centrifuges and its stockpile of nuclear material, and I think it will be even harder to roll that back. So in my view, the deal that we have available, with all of its strengths and weaknesses, is preferable to the risk of rejecting it and trying to get a better agreement. But that's just a difference in judgment between my view and the view of the people at Uani.
I think we all would certainly allow everyone to express their opinion on this, and that the reasonable people in good faith can disagree. But my concern about United Against a Nuclear Iran, it's purely my concern, and it's a bit of a rhetorical concern or a problem with logic, and I wonder if you could address it with me. My sense is that United Against a Nuclear Iran would accept no deal of any kind. That essentially, their position, logically and philosophically, is that Iran can never be permitted to join any kind of international community. And I'm just wondering if that's, number one, true, and number two, if that's ever sustainable.
I don't think it's true. I think United Against Nuclear Iran would accept a deal if it met their conditions. Now, I think for some of them, the conditions that they are seeking are probably not attainable, given the leverage that we have available against Iran. You know, for example, some people have talked about anytime, anywhere challenge inspections, or dismantlement of Iran's nuclear capability, or unlimited duration of restrictions. As much as I would love to see those, I think they're probably not negotiable given the leverage that we have against Iran. And in my view, in the absence of a military ultimatum, probably not something we can force Iran to accept.
Could those conditions be met with anything short of an invasion of Iran?
Well, I think if the United States was prepared to issue a military ultimatum, we could obviously get a much better deal because we have such military superiority over Iran. They're a very weak country compared to the United States. But the U.S. is not prepared to issue a military ultimatum. Neither President Bush nor President Obama was prepared to make an explicit military threat in order to force Iran to make nuclear concessions.
So is Bernie Sanders right to meet the conditions of Yuani that you'd have to have some kind of a war?
Well, or threat of war. I mean, I think if the threat was credible, there's at least a reasonable chance that the Iranians would make more concessions. But the risk, of course, if you make a military ultimatum, you have to be prepared to back it up if the Iranians reject it. And that's a huge gamble. And I don't think the United States is prepared to use military force to compel Iran to make nuclear concessions. I think we would probably use military force to stop Iran if they were moving directly toward a nuclear weapon, but the Iranians have been very careful to avoid taking provocative action that they think could trigger an American attack. So I think to some extent the threat of U.S. military force has acted as a deterrent. It's constrained Iran's nuclear program, but that's different than using a military threat to compel Iran to make nuclear concessions. That's a step that, as I say, the last two presidents have not been willing to use.
Gary Samore, thanks so much for your candor.
Thank you, John.
Gary Samore is research director at the Belfer Center at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.